Okay, so we'll see one quality of Krishna, pleasing talker today. He's a pleasing talker. Pleasing talker, yeah. So, once there was an assembly of rishis. They were discussing, always rishis assembled to discuss some spiritual topics. So, they were discussing among the three predominating deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Let us see who is supreme. Who is supreme? Supreme means he must be having all the good qualities and all these things. So then they chose Bhrigu Muni to go and find out who is supreme. Out of the three. Who three?
Brahma, Vishnu
and Shiva. In these three they went to find out. So Bhrigu Muni, he went to this Lord Brahma's place. Okay, Satya Loka. There he went. And then he is the son of Brahma actually. Purposely, he did not offer obeisances. Just to see how Lord Brahma reacts. He purposely did not offer obeisances, any respects, nothing. So what happened? Lord Brahma got angry. He was about to even curse him. But then immediately thought, oh, he is my son. So he controlled his anger. So this way, Lord Brahma got angry. Then Bhrigu Muni went to Lord Shiva's place. Where does Lord Shiva live?
Kailash Parvat.
Yeah, so he went to Kailash Parvat. So over there what happened? If Lord Shiva and Bhrigu, they all are sons of Brahma. I've told you in the previous ones, right? How Lord Shiva came out of Brahma. So Lord Shiva becomes the brother of Bhrigu Muni, right? So he came to embrace. When you see your brother, you go to embrace him, right? So Lord Shiva came to embrace Bhrigu Muni. Bhrigu Muni said, no, don't embrace me. You're full of ashes all the time. I don't want to embrace you. So, as such, he sort of insulted him, right? He didn't respect him. So, Lord Brahma, he did not offer obeisances. That was an offense. Offense means a mistake. Then, to Lord Shiva also, he did not offer respects. So, then Lord Shiva also got angry. His eyes became very red. Why he is selling like that to me? He also got angry. So then now Bhrigu Muni left Kailas also. Then he went to Vishnu Loka. Over there he went and directly, what he did? He went and kicked Lord Vishnu's chest. Lord Vishnu was lying on that serpent surrounded by flowers. There he directly went and kicked Lord Vishnu's chest. And who resides in the Lord Vishnu's chest? Lakshmi Devi. Right? He kicked over there. You know what Lord Vishnu said? Oh, Bhrigu Muni, you have come here. Please accept my respects. And then what did he do? He took the feet of Bhrigu Muni and he started massaging the feet. He said, my heart is very... your feet are lotus feet. They are so soft. My heart, you know, it is like a thunderbolt. It is very hard. Maybe your feet must have got hurt because of my heart. So, you know, he was massaging his feet. So who is great? So this way, it was the Lord, he is a pleasing talker. See how pleasingly he talks. He got this thing of Bhrigu Muni, right? So this way, then it was concluded. Lord Vishnu is supreme. So this is one of the pleasing talks. One of the this thing. Another is when Krishna was kicking Kaliya. Remember, he kicked him on all the woods. He was tired. Kaliya was tired. Then you know what Lord Krishna said? It is said in Nectar of Devotion. Lord Krishna said, because I have kicked you so many times, please don't be dissatisfied with me. Actually, Krishna was giving him blessing in that way. Because of his kicking, Kaliya was becoming purified. But still, Lord Krishna is saying, please don't be dissatisfied with me. So this is how a pleasing talker Krishna is. So, Krishna Bhagwan ki.
Yeah.